بين الطاهرين ملعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. May Allah inshallah accept our prayers, a'mal and dua in this holy month inshallah. Recite louder salawat and gift it to Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. One of the most important topics in ahkam, in regulations of salat, is the ahkam of the shak, doubts in salat. And alhamdulillah, because mu'mineen, not here, outside, they pay a lot of attention to salat, we deal with this topic and we deal with this ahkam of the shak and doubts in salat a lot. So since it happened a lot, at least I can say once in our life, if I don't say more, so I have to know the regulations of the shak and doubts in my salat. I have to know if that happened to me, how should I do, what should I do? I cannot break my salat, right? I have to know what is the responsibility. Quickly, inshallah, within a few nights we'll review more. But tonight, I start with the first three points and times that if I have doubts in salat, that would make my salat invalid. Okay? The first shak that would make my salat invalid, that's batil, the salat is batil, is the shak in the number of the rak'at of two rak'at salat. Two rak'at wajib salat, like the salat fajr, right? It's two rak'ah. If I have the doubt and shak about the numbers, is it the first rak'ah or the second rak'ah? Salat is invalid if I can't find the answer. So in the salat, two rak'ah salat wajib, like salat fajr and like salat musafir, right? Which is two rak'ah. But the mustahabi salat, like recommended salat that is not wajib, that's fine. If I have shak in two rak'ah, it's not going to make it batil. The other time that the shak and doubts in salat would make the salat batil is the doubt in the number of rak'at of three rak'at salat. Make sense? Three rak'at salat, like salat maghrib. So if I have doubt in the rak'at, is it this first one, first rak'at, or the second rak'at in salat? Three rak'at, like salat maghrib, right? That shak in the number of the rak'at would make the salat invalid as well. So it left only four rak'ah salat. One more in the four rak'ah. If it's a doubt between the first rak'ah and other rak'ah, that's even problematic as well. So I have to pay attention. So I wanted to take these things away from the ahkam of the shak, that we won't talk about them, we just talk. If it's a shak in two rak'ah or three rak'ah in the number of the salat, the rak'ah, that would be problematic. There are some shak and shakiyat and doubts that we should ignore them. We don't have to pay attention. One of them is the time that the time of doing that action is past. For instance, I have the doubt in, did I say my hamd or not while I'm in ruku? Right? Because the time of hamd and surah is past. Time is past. I'm in ruku. I don't pay attention to that shak. Make sense? I am in sajda, I have a doubt in hamd and surah, because the time is past, I'm in the next amal, I don't pay attention and I ignore that shak. There are other inshallah shakiyat that we will talk about, the salawat ala Muhammad wa Allah. Let's see if you remember. Again, with help you remember. Recite another salawat. Not like this. Organize all together, inshallah, that your salat would reach Karbala. Ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Before I start the topic of tonight, I want to talk to myself and I want to think out loud so you can hear it as well. I was going through the calendar And I figured out that today is the fifth, was the 15th of Ramadan. 15 days of Ramadan, it's over. Half of Ramadan is gone. Do you remember yesterday you were sitting here the first night and I was sitting here, not here. We were talking together. Do you remember I said, you close your eyes and you open, I'll tell you this is half of Ramadan, what happened? What do you have right now in your spiritual pocket? Out of 30 days of Ramadan, 1 month, half of it is gone. We are in half of the way that we had towards Allah. If you remember, we said in this trip that we have together, we go together. We need each other's help in order to reach the destination, remember? That is the time, that is the night I want us to take a look at the time that we pass, at the road that we went through. I want to see where I'm standing right now, the 15th of Ramadan. I'm talking to myself, huh? When I'm standing, where I'm standing at the 15th of Ramadan, how about my friend who needs help right now? Who needs help that they have to go take his hands or her hand says, let's go together. I help you to go together. Is my salat is better than 15 days ago or not? Do I feel my fasting is different right now than 15 days ago that I just started or not? I have to check it. I have to analyze it. What I have right now that I didn't have 15 years ago. The hadith that this is Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's been narrated from him. Inshallah, next time, the salawat, just keep it in your heart because otherwise you have to stay here all the way to 12. And you don't want to stay here. So just the name of Rasulullah salawat, the others, inshallah, you recite salawat in your heart. So I am in half of this way. I have to make sure what I'm going to do. What I have in my pocket right now, what I don't have, what should I do? The hadith narrated from him, he said, 2 days shouldn't be equal together, let alone 15 days, right? Have to make sure what I have after this 15 years. I just wanted to, like I said, think about this myself to see really what happened within these 15 days. Beside the hunger that I had during the days, what else happened to me in these 15 days? And if something happened good, how can I keep it happening? If it didn't happen, how can I make it happen? And if it's there, how can I make it better? That's what I want to think about. Salawat ala Muhammad wa So, from tonight, because we passed half of the distance, half of the road that we are through Mi'raj, through ascension, and definitely a person who is on the road for 15 days, he's more experienced and expert than 15 days ago, right? I know this road more than 15 days ago, so I expect myself to know more and to do more from now on to the end of this trip. For that reason, the topic that inshallah we will talk about from now on until the end of this trip, inshallah, it will be in the second part of this trip. It will be more professional topics, more complicated topics, more important topics. It's not anymore about, you know, the simple topic about let's believe in Allah, let's do the simple tawheed, simple, you know. No, it's going to be more advanced in order that I expect you and myself 15 days in the road towards Allah, we have to know better than 15 days ago. Tonight's speech, inshallah, the topic is going to be about one of the most important conditions that would lead to accept my a'mal or not? You know me. First, I show the importance of the topic. The topic that would show it to me how Allah, if Allah would accept my salat or he would not accept my salat, my a'mal, or he would not accept it. And this is the topic of ikhlas and sincerity in a'mal. And definitely we will talk about the riyah as well. So if the riyah means I share someone else in the purpose of my a'mal. Ikhlas means only for the sake of Allah, sincerity for Allah. Riyah means what? I say my salat for Allah, but I want these people to see it as well. Two people shared in my salat. Some people think the topic of ikhlas is like a dessert for food. So it's good to have ikhlas in your ibadat. It will make it more valuable, but it's not wajib, it's not mandatory. They have this wrong concept, but they forgot that if I don't do my amal 100% for the sake of Allah, 100% for the sake of Allah, that amal would not be accepted from Allah. This is the topic of death and life for my ibadat. Death and life for my ibadat. Death, because if anyone else, na'udhu billah, is shared in my ibadah, that's a death for my ibadah. Allah would not accept it.